Perry Mason's office, Della Street speaking.
Hello, Della. Mason talking.
Hello, Chief.
Listen, because I'm going to talk and I'm going to talk fast. I'm standing here with a fellow named... What did you say your name was again? Alex? Come on now, full name. Spit it out. Alexander Sendes? Alexander Sendes. And he's going to be our patsy tonight at the dinner.
You mean with Madame Treadwell at the Sitwell Arms Apartments?
That's the one. I think I've finally got a way to prove who did it. Now listen, get Paul Drake on the line and tell him to meet me there as quickly as he possibly can. Alex and I are going to jump in a taxi, and we'll see him there.
All right, I'll do it. But Paul Drake sure isn't going to like it.
Where to?
The Sitwell Arms Apartments.
Say, ain't that the one over on that 4th and Rampart?
That's the one. There's an extra 2 bits in it for you if you step on it.
I'm gonna tell you something, you got the right cabbie. Let's hit it!
Now all we need to do is find Paul Drake.
Wait, who's Paul Drake again?
Don't ask any questions, Alex. Listen, at the end of the night, all you've gotta do is stand there and be quiet. I'll do all the rest.
Yeah, but I don't even really know what I'm doing here.
Never mind that, all the better. There's Paul now.
Have a heart, Perry. You pulled me away from the juiciest, cheeseburgeriest cheeseburger I've ever seen to come down here in the middle of the night and wait on your whims?
Don't say another word, Paul. All you've got to do is stand down here and wait for Lieutenant Tragg. Alex and I are going upstairs to sit with Madame Treadwell at the Sitwell Arms Apartment penthouse. And by the time we come back down, we'll have our killer.
Well, well. Nice of you to make it. We're just about to sit down to dinner.
Sorry we were delayed. This is my associate, Mr. Alexander Sendes. He'll be joining us.
I'll have Jeeves pull up another seat at the table. Jeeves!
Madam.
It seems Mr. Mason has brought a guest.
I'll have another place setting set up for him immediately, ma'am.
Mr. Mason, Mr. Sendes, I would like to introduce you to the dinner party. This is my cousin Randall from Austin, Texas.
Randy Scheffelmeyer, pleased to meet you. You ever find yourself in the market for a used vehicle down in Austin, Texas, or San Antonio, or near the Baylor campus, you sure give me a call. Here's my card.
I'll be sure to remember that.
And this is my cousin Stephen of the Royal Air Force.
Nice hey, old chap. Such a pleasure to finally make your acquaintance. My aunt has told me so much about you. Such a pleasure to finally meet you, really.
And this is my grandmother, Mames.
Well, it certainly is a pleasure to make the acquaintance of the esteemed lawyer, Perry Mason. So wonderful.
The pleasure's all mine.
And of course, I can't forget my son and his lovely wife, Susie.
Oh, gee golly, Mr. Mason, it's a pleasure to meet you. I've read all about your court cases, and I've been a fan for a real long time.
So have I, Mr. Mason. I just think you're tops.
Well, thank you very much. It's always nice to be so flattered before dinner.
And this is my late husband's Scottish cousin, Gregor MacGregor.
Even in my wee little town, down Gravelpit Road, have we heard of the famous exploits of the great Perry Mason?
Glad to hear it.
And this is my niece's ex-husband, Javier, from Spain.
No matter how far we go in our lifetime, it is always a pleasure to meet a man of your esteem.
Wow, the compliments really are flowing in this evening.
And now I'd like to turn your attention to Jean-Luc with tonight's menu.
Thank you very much, Madame Treadwell. Tonight we start with escargot for the table, followed by a pear and gorgonzola salad, and continuing with a canard confit of sweet tart and sherry. Finishing, of course, with homemade tartatin.
That sounds delicious, but any moment now there will be a knock at the door. And when that door opens and Lieutenant Tragg and my associate Paul Drake come in, one of you will be hauled away for the murder of Olcott Treadwell III.
You mean to say you figured out who did it already?
Yes, I have. And as a matter of fact, it was... Well, there they are now. Hello, Mason. Hello, Lieutenant Tragg. Why have you called me down here so late in the evening on a Saturday? I was just about to sit down to dinner with my wife. Well, I've got news for you. I think I've solved the murder of Olcott Treadwell III. Really, Mr. Mason, why am I not surprised to hear you say that? Because, of course, you know me as well as I know myself.
All right. I did it. I did it because he wasn't going to leave us any money. He was going to take my lifestyle and the way I lived and shoot it down the toilet hole.
There, you have your confession. A rather colorful one at that. I say, Mason, you've done it again. I don't know how you do it or why you've assembled all these people here, but
And say, who's this, by the way? My name's, Alex Sendes. I was asking for directions on the street, and this Mason guy, like, pulled me into a cab and brought me here. But I have to say, Chef, that food sounds delicious.
Thank you very much.
I tend to agree with Alex. Drag, why don't you haul Mrs. Treadwell away? And why don't the rest of us sit down to dinner?
This was written and performed by Alexander Sendes. Thanks for listening.